Now, since the city of Fayetteville and the University of Arkansas launched a joint bike share program about 2 weeks ago, Dane Eifling, the bicycle and pedestrian coordinator for both the U of A and the city of Fayetteville, says they've hit about 5,000 rides.
Which is very encouraging. Very, very, very strong ridership. Even for a launch period where people are still just trying it out, that is great.
Eifling acknowledges that dockless bike share systems do come with some parking issues.
It's tough to anticipate exactly where those issues are going to happen. We had an idea of some places, but we've been surprised by some of the places that we're having issues. By and large, most people are doing a good job.
By that, Eifling means they're parking the bikes at bike racks, which he adds is the best place to leave a bike share bike once users are done with it.
But we realize that a bike rack might not be at every destination, but we encourage people, if you can see a bike rack from where you're at, just cross the street or go a little bit further, go that extra mile and just do the courteous thing for everyone. Park it at a bike rack.
Eifling says they're working to address parking issues by adding more bike racks around the city and the university campus.
But if there is no bike rack available, number one thing, just, make sure that it's out of the way, that it won't fall into the street or that it won't be on somebody's property. You're blocking an access point, and especially the sidewalks. If you're getting off the bike, you're a pedestrian at that point. So you want a free sidewalk just like everybody else. It's a public right of way.
Eifling says not everyone will follow good bike sharing parking etiquette, so they're working with VioRide, the bike share vendor, to send messages to users who park their bikes in ways that block right-of-ways or end up on private property.
If you do park a bike in an area that later goes on to be receive a complaint, or when the rebalancing staff comes out and they see that it's parked in an inappropriate spot, you're going to get a message to your phone, through the app or to your phone, warning you essentially that there was a complaint about the parking with the bike. And then if it's a persistent repeat issue, that there are fees associated with that. So we do have a way to enforce good practices.
And if you've been hesitant to try out the new bike share program, you'll have an opportunity this week at First Thursday in Fayetteville during what Eifling calls a slow roll ride. The bike share bikes will be free, and the ride will be 3 miles from the square, around town, then back to the square.